would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Hello, this is Will Crisp with Camp Cooking for Allegheny Mountain Radio. Today we'll be looking at spaghetti alle vongole, or spaghetti with clams. Now, there can be a problem with clams or other shellfish in the summer. Remember what the old-timers say, don't eat shellfish if the month doesn't have an R. Meaning, of course, no nose for May, June, July, and August. But hallelujah, we're entering a string of months with R's. I've spoken with retailers on this issue, and they downplayed any danger from contaminated shellfish in the non-R months. One of them said, that may have been true dozens of years ago when there wasn't much refrigeration, but now don't worry about it. But one seller did concede that he didn't like to carry shellfish in the non-R months because, as he said, the water's too warm. That kind of makes sense. Cooks, you judge. If you're wary of the R issue, then prepare this recipe starting in September. Spaghetti alle vongole, or spaghetti with clams, is encountered pretty much throughout Italy, with variations, of course. Yet again, as you know and as you will see, I don't add tomatoes. There's no real substitute for the fresh clams. In a real pinch, in desperation, if you're at a remote location, you may be driven to opening a can of small clams. But I'd wait for some arriving guests to bring the real thing. Prior coordination probably necessary. Fresh black mussels may be substituted for the clams, and they're very good. They do open faster, so adjust your cooking time. It can all happen pretty fast. Here are the ingredients and the preparation. What I call two thumb index finger circles of dry Italian spaghetti, meaning the circle you make with your, obviously, with your thumb and index finger. So two of those circles. 24 or plus cherry stone clams in their shells. 4 garlic cloves. 1/2 cup sliced fresh parsley, if at all possible. 1/2 cup white wine. Olive oil. 1/2 teaspoon to 1 teaspoon of ground black pepper. Preparation time, 30 minutes. Cooking time, about 15 minutes. This would serve 2 to 3 or 4 in a pinch as a model, and you can adjust that with the quantities of your ingredients, obviously. Here's the preparation. Start boiling the spaghetti in salted water. After about 5 to 8 minutes, pour the wine into a separate skillet with a dash of olive oil. Begin heating. Add the black pepper, parsley, and garlic. Rinse and drain the clams. Toss into the skillet. Cover and sauté until all the shells open around 3 to 5 minutes. We always say if something doesn't open, toss it out. As soon as the spaghetti is ready, I usually boil my spaghetti anywhere from 8 to 12 minutes. 12 is a little on the high side, 8 to 10, let's say. Drain and pitch into the skillet. Mix, sauté all for another minute or two, plate, and serve. Parmesan cheese is not really needed. And thank goodness for those R months. This has been Will Crisp with Camp Cooking for Allegheny Mountain Radio.
Homegrown tomatoes, what'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.